education, stakeholders have called for a deliberate move towards enhancing performance among learners in West Nile schools.
The continuous drop in the performance of the West Nile schools in academics has generated public discourse among stakeholders, with many tasking different players to take up their responsibilities in order to realize change in the academics of the region. From the religious perspective, Reverend Father Alex Andrua, the curator of Ediofe Parish, recalls West Nile being a better performing region academically.
When we're in the primary school, when we're in the secondary school, the best schools which used to perform in Uganda were from West Nile. Nowadays, we are at the tail end, and we should stop this shame which is befalling us. And we should avoid being called the second poorest region in Uganda. This time West Nile is performing poorly. It is a shame, as if West Nile people do not have brains. It is as if we have no eyes, we have no legs, we have no strength to do what we can. We have to pull up our socks.
Lawrence Alunzi, Arua City's mayor-elect, with much concern, laments that
in Arua, the most recent statistics indicate that out of 100% enrollment, only 21% are able to complete primary 7, which means 79% drop out. And now, to the pupils, many of us are who we are to get solidly because of education. So please go back to school, and if you're in school, stay in school. To the parents, I absolutely understand how much of a sacrifice tuition is. The most important thing you'll ever do for any child you can help is to give them education. To the teachers, I have no understatement for the amount of sacrifice you're doing in form of your work. But again, the nation counts on you that in spite of the challenges that the teachers face, the challenges do not overshadow our obligation to educate these children and do our best to keep it in schools.
The recently released PLE and UC results by UNEB shows West Nile schools lying behind other regions. Moni University's Vice Guild President Gladys Anika offers this advice to fellow students and parents to change the narrative.
Forget about things to do with relationships. Forget things, especially home issues that bring a lot of inconveniences in studies. Sit down and read. Parents, we request you to sit down with your children. Talk to them.
Radio Parties News. I am George Erema reporting.